The Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Today's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country.
And a very pleasant good afternoon, everybody. Rob Weaver with Jeff Overhoser for today's Fort Recovery and Delphus St. John's MAC Conference baseball game. Jeff, first MAC conference game of the year for both teams here today.
Yeah, and it becomes a nippy one, and along with a lot of rain, baseball field looks pretty good despite all the rain that we've had over the last few days.
Go ahead, and we are about ready to start the game here. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups real quickly.
All right, for Delphus St. John's, they're 1-3 on the season. Head coach is Jerry Jackson in his fourth season. Starting off and leading off will be the shortstop, number 12, Colin Will. Also batting second, number 8, Chandler Skim, a third baseman. Batting third will be Troy Elwer, the center fielder. The middle third of the order will be first baseman, number 3, Devin Cairo. Also hitting the DH will be Lincoln Mueller. He is hitting for the pitcher, Luke Reindl. Also at left field will be number 9, Dominic Metzger. And then the lower third of the order, second baseman number 4, Adam Gerker. Right fielder number 15, Matthew Miller. And batting number 9, the catcher number 17, James Garrett. And again, they're 1-3 on the season. As Rob mentioned, this is the MAC opener. For Fort Recovery, they're 3-1 on the season under 8th-year head coach Jerry Kalp. They will start as follows. Shortstop number 14, Cade Wendell. Center fielder, number 24, Will Holman. Number 2, the pitcher, Nick Twaits. The middle third of the order, second baseman, number 9, Ben Holman. Double zero, first baseman, Reese Rogers. Left fielder, number 15, Ethan Shane. And then the lower third of the order will be Cody Shinneberry, the catcher, number 10. Batting for the third baseman, Ethan Post, will be number 16. And that's Ian Holman, the DH. And then number 45, Cash Metzger, the right fielder. So those are the starting lineups for this ball game. Fort Recovery, of course, in their purple and white. And for Delphus St. John's, they're in their blue with yellow and white.
Indians off to a pretty good start at 3-1 on the season. I think you've got their results from the year down there somewhere.
They are 3-1 on the season. They started the season with action at Worthington Kilbourne, where they played Westerville South and won that game 6-2, but then lost to Worthington Kilbourne 6-1. Since then, that game they had against Salina, they won 10-1, and then last Saturday at Crestview, they won 8-1. So good start for the purple and white.
Come on out to the game if you're in the Fort Recovery area. Again, nice afternoon here at Fort Recovery after a cold morning this morning, 26 degrees this morning. But just about set to go here. Warming up, Nick Twaits, what a fireballer he is. We don't have his stats this season, but he did take the loss, the only loss that we had. He took that early on, but his next outing was quite outstanding. In fact, he threw no-hit ball against, I believe it was against, who was that? Let's see here. I don't think it was Salina. I think he threw no-hit ball against
Crestview.
Crestview, yeah. I could be wrong on that, though. We are here to do the MAC games on WPGW, AM and FM in Portland. So we will be here, and Fort Recovery Radio will handle the rest of the broadcast. Fort Recovery Radio will take care of the weekend games. They'll be at Houston tomorrow and then at Greenville on Saturday for a doubleheader, which has just been added. We'll be here for the MAC games. That means we'll be doing the game next Tuesday with St. Henry at St. Henry and next Thursday at home with New Bremen. Those are the next two MAC games coming up. There's a call strike to the first batter. Jeff, take it away.
All right, Nick Twaits, the right-hander on the mound, and the first pitch was a fastball down the heart of the plate to Colin Will, the shortstop. This one is fouled off to the right and out of play. 0-2. And now for Fort Recovery, pretty much straight up in the outfield with Shane Holman and Metzger. The infield, Ethan Post, Cade Wendell. That's third and short. Ben Holman at second. Reese Rogers at first. The catcher hanging the signs, Cody Shinneberry. That pitch is on the outside for a ball from Nick Twaits. You and I kind of remember Nick Twaits even from a couple of years ago when he burst on the scene as a sophomore. It's hard to believe he's now a senior.
Of course, he transferred to Fort Recovery to play baseball here. Wanted to play his high school baseball for the Indians.
That pitch is inside, 2-2.
We're inside the nice, comfortable press box, which was constructed by Fort Recovery Mayor Dave Kalp. Thank Dave for his donation of the press box here. He's normally sitting here with Fort Recovery Radio, but again, we're filling in doing the MAC games this year. I don't want to get in the story and all that. You folks know, if you're from Fort Recovery, you know what's been going on there. But we're just glad to fill in and help out Fort Recovery Radio. Once they're given permission to broadcast the MAC games, boy, they'll be back covering the games for you. And we'll pick up the Indians at the end of the year, as we always have in the tournament play. Always fun to follow Fort Recovery in tournament baseball.
This one grounded back to Twaits. Went through him, but picked up by the shortstop. Good play by Cade Wendell, and he would throw to first base to Reese Rogers for the out.
Saved, saved an out there. Excellent play by Cade Wendell at the bag after it got by Nick Twaits. In fact, I was starting to think to myself, okay, was that an error or was it not an error? But Cade took care of that.
Brings up third baseman Chandler Skim for Delphus, a right-handed hitter against right-handed pitcher in Twaits. Another strike.
Eric,
I was going to say, that's one of the things that Twaits likes to do is throw the strikes.
He's a good fastball pitcher, that's for sure. That's a curveball there.
Well, that made Skim buckle in the batter's box.
Eric Catterley's our studio producer this afternoon. We appreciate his fine work, and then he'll lead you into the Reds and the Pacers tonight. Have the Pacers at 100.9 on the FM dial. The Reds are at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. The Reds at Pittsburgh tonight. The Pacers are playing Tuffy, Golden State, this evening. Both those games tip off or start about 7 o'clock tonight. And we'll join those right after we get done here at Fort Recovery.
Ooh, that just missed on the inside corner from Twaits. Two balls, two strikes to Skim.
I think Nick thought he had a strikeout there. But the umpire did not think so.
And the 2-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. First strikeout for Nick Twaits. We'll bring up the center fielder, Troy Elwer.
Now batting for the Blue Jays.
The outfield looks like this, 336 into left field, 351 to center field, 347 in the power alley to the right, and then drops off to 317 to right field. If you want to get to the right field power pole, it's a little over 300. First pitch is a swing and a miss by Elwer. Twaits again, the wind, swing and a miss, strike two. For Recovery, 3-1 on the season so far, and for Delphus St. John's, they're 1-3. Pitch is fouled back to the screen. For Recovery, as mentioned, their win at Crestview, 8-1. That was their last game. For Delphus St. John's, they played on Monday against Lima Shawnee and lost 10-0.
Good old John Schock, by the way, is the home plate umpire today.
This is grounded back to the pitcher, Twaits, and he will throw to first base to end the inning. Elwer with the ground out 1-3 for the third out. So three up, three down for Delphus St. John's in their first half of the inning. No score for Delphus. Fort Recovery coming to bat.
I think you're going to see several of those 1-2-3 innings today.
Yeah.
We'll be back right after this.
PG, look at these new shoes. Feel how light they are. I can run for miles in these.
Make sure you tie them up good before you go running.
No problem.
Beep, beep. Hey, runner, look out where you're going.
Drivers, runners, bikers, walkers, spring is finally here, and many people will be trying out their new shoes, so be careful. Watch out for each other and enjoy the day. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Beep, beep.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is my daddy there yet?
Was he coming here?
That's where he said he was going. He's going to buy a gift for me to give my mom.
Well, new insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual would be a great gift for your family, and we have affordable choices. How much did you have to spend?
$2.52 and two bottle caps.
I'm sure we can help him find the perfect gift.
Since you're so affordable.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
I want to thank our fine sponsors, by the way, who make it possible for us to cover MAC baseball from Fort Recovery and on the away games, and that would include Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery Insurance, the St. Henry Bank, Cal Pharmacy with locations in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, and in good old Indiana in Bern and Union City. Also, K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery, and the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Thanks again to all those folks for bringing Fort Recovery baseball to you again in league play here on WPGW AM and FM. Once again, our next league broadcast is next Tuesday at St. Henry. I'm sitting outside that day, so I'm hoping for no rain.
You better hope for warm weather, too.
Yeah.
All right, Cade Wendell will start it for the Indians, the bottom half of the first inning. Left-handed hitter is Cade Wendell, the shortstop. He'll face left-handed pitcher and Luke Reindl.
This is a senior-laden Fort Recovery team. A lot of great kids on this baseball team. They could they got high aspirations for this year.
They have proven that in the postseason last few years. This pitch is inside, a strike.
Cade is one of those seniors. Other seniors, Will Homan, Max Klingshern, Cassius Metzger, Ethan Shane, Cade Wendell, as I mentioned, Evan Post, Ben Homan, Nick Twaits, and Reese Rogers, all seniors. So a bunch of experience on this team, I'll tell you.
That pitch is outside. One ball, one strike. We're hoping also that the rain will hold off. Pitch is inside, 2-1.
Although you really don't care since you're inside here.
Yeah, you don't want a rain delay, though.
Again, we thank Mayor Dave Kalp for constructing this nice press box here.
Playing in way in at third base. Here's one ripped into right field. That will drop in front of the right fielder for a base hit. So Cade Wendell on with a single. He's on a first base, and that will bring up the center fielder, Will Homan.
Now batting for the Indians.
Bobby was going to be here tonight, Bobby Stogler, so we thank you for filling in for him. And he is, I hate to say it, at the Cleveland game tonight.
Ooh.
Maybe there'll be a Cleveland Pacer playoff series. You know, what do you think?
Pitch is outside for ball. I'm just impressed how prognosticators are not really giving the Pacers any kind of kudos at all. Maybe even battling for the eighth and final spot. Squaring to bunt and taking the pitch. Throw down to second base. Not nearly in time. And Cade Wendell with a stolen base.
Normally, Will would have tried to protect Cade on that, but that ball was so far inside. Cade just didn't really have a chance to get a bat on it. I should say, Will didn't have a chance to get a bat on it. Cade Wendell with a stolen base. And the Indians are at Houston tomorrow, and they picked up a doubleheader on Saturday. They'll be at Greenville starting at 1 o'clock for a doubleheader at Greenville. It's not supposed to be a very warm day, so I hope that works out.
Squaring to bunt was Will Homan, and he takes it on the outside corner for a strike.
Again, John Schock, the home plate umpire here today.
Third baseman Chandler Skim for Delphus playing even at the bag at third base, and that's bunted foul at home plate by Holman.
Will.
Skim and Colin Will at third and short for Delphus. Gerker and Cairo, second and first. Metzger, Elwar, and Miller, left, center, and right. Garrett, the catcher, and the pitcher is Reindl. That pitch is inside, full count.
That's pretty close.
Pretty decent crowd here also. Wind's kind of died down, is mainly from the west, which would be across the field.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with St. Henry Bank. Looking for a new home, farm, or business? Come see me today at 419-852-4049. We do banking the personalized way. We get to know you with a smile and a handshake. St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of recommended vaccines to protect against shingles, pneumonia, whooping cough, tetanus, seasonal influenza, and more. With our comprehensive immunization program, Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe and healthy from many vaccine-preventable diseases. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, or Bern in Union City, Indiana. Or call 800-686-2314 for more information. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Recovery and Delphus in this MAC matchup, no score.
This is Chad Guggenbiller with St. Henry Bank. Looking for a new home, farm, or business? Come see me today at 419-852-4049. We do banking the personalized way. We get to know you with a smile and a handshake. St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Is your child attending the 12th or 6th grade next year? Has he or she received the meningococcal vaccine? Kalp Pharmacy can administer this vaccine without a prescription if the child is 13 years and older with a parent or guardian present. Most preventative vaccines are covered at 100% by insurance without charging any type of copay or deductible. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, and Union City in Bern, Indiana. Or call 800-686-2314 to schedule an appointment. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, back here at Fort Recovery at the baseball field after one inning. No score, no hits for Delphus, and one for Fort Recovery, but the runner, Cade Wendell, was erased on a double play. So for Delphus St. John's, it'll be Devin Cairo, the first baseman, then the DH hitting for the pitcher, Lincoln Mueller, and then Dominic Metzger, the left fielder for Delphus St. John's, to face Nick Twaits.
Well, Delphus is going to have the pitching, and so far they played a very fine first inning defensively there against Fort Recovery. That's what they're going to have to do to stay in this game, because Nick Twaits is not going to give up very many runs, if any.
Well, this time Twaits will face a left-handed hitter in Devin Cairo. And here's the first pitch from Twaits. This one's ground up the middle at shortstop. Good snag by Wendell. Throw to first, but the throw will take the first baseman, Reese Rogers, off of the bag. And Delphus St. John's with their first runner on base.
Now batting for the Blue Jays, Bowler.
Gonna call that an E.
I'll say that was a good snag by Cade Wendell.
You didn't answer my question.
Oh.
You going to call that an error?
Yeah, unfortunately, I guess I would.
On the throw?
Yeah. It was a good defensive play. First pitch is a strike from Twaits. Squaring to bunt, and the curveball is in there for strike. Throw down to first and not in time to get Cairo. Mueller is the batter, another left-handed hitter for Delphus St. John's. So far, 4 and 5 hitters in the lineup, left-handed hitters. And And that is a strike three. So Mueller will take the strike. That is the second strikeout for Thwaites. First out in the inning. And that will bring up Dominic Metzger, the left fielder and right-handed hitter for Delphi St. John's. Pitch, curveball, swing and a miss, strike one.
He was way away from that one. Missed that by about a foot.
Almost like taking that left leg and pulling it toward the third baseline, which pulls the bat away as well, squaring to bunt. Now they've got the runner picked off. The throw down to second and a rundown. Wendell will throw it to Reese Rogers, and he'll apply the tag for the out.
Good job between Reese and Cade. Sometimes those rundowns can be kind of tricky when you're in the field trying to run the runner down, and they handled it very well.
So 3-4 to 3, and the runner is erased for Delphi St. John, so nobody on with two outs, and an 0-2 pitch from Nick Thwaites to Dominic Metzger. Curveball, swing and a miss, strike three. So as it turns out, three up, three down. And so far, Nick Thwaites, he has faced the minimum the first six. In the inning for Delphus, no runs, no hits, and nobody left. After an inning and a half, we go to the bottom of the second. No score here at Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson, the time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Fort Recovery as we go to the bottom half of the second inning. No score in this MAC battle between the Delphi St. John's Blue Jays and the Fort Recovery Indians. Yet a reminder, our next ball game on the radio will be this Tuesday, April the 10th at St. Henry. That will be a MAC matchup. Start time is slated for 5 o'clock. We do have information that we'll be giving you periodically during the broadcast for the next 2 to 3 days on Fort Recovery Athletics. Fort Recovery will start with Ben Holman, the cleanup hitter, in the second baseman to face left-hander Luke Reindl. And the first pitch from Reindl is on the outside corner for strike. Fort Recovery 3-1 on the season. Their lone loss was to Worthington Kilbourne. It's a stacked lineup of games to include the following: Kettering Alter, which is on Saturday, April the 14th. Versailles, Sydney Lehman, Wapakoneta. Of course, the traditional MAC schools. It's fouled back straight to the screen by Ben Holman. After Holman is first baseman Reese Rogers on deck at 00. Stretch and the pitch high from Luke Reindl. And the pitch from Reindl just on the outside corner. Full count, 3-2. Reese Rogers, as we mentioned, on deck. And then Ethan Shane, the left fielder, will be the sixth hitter for the Indians in the lineup. This one's grounded slowly to short. Will throws to first in time by a step to Devin Cairo. And Ben Holman is out 6-3. I'll tell you what, Colin Will has gotten a workout tonight for Delphus St. John's.
Now batting for the Indians.
Reese Rogers now is up next, the first baseman at 0-0. He's a left-handed hitter. Reminder, tomorrow night, varsity baseball at Houston for Fort Recovery at 5. Varsity softball against Fort Laramie. And that's 2 5-inning games that starts at 4:45 tomorrow. And then in track, it's a Salina Relays at 4:30. That's for Fort Recovery Athletics. Stretching the pitch. This one's chopped foul at home plate. They do have some special baseball nights here at Fort Recovery. April the 12th, Fort Recovery will play New Bremen. They have featured Hot Dog Night, sponsored by Wayne Street Market. When they have each of these events, proceeds will go to Fort Recovery Baseballs. So the first one will be April the 12th against New Bremen here at Fort Recovery. And they're featuring Hot Dog Night, sponsored by Wayne Street Market here in Fort Recovery. I'm Jeff Overholser with Indians Baseball here at Fort Recovery. 2-1 pitch. Outside corner, but too far outside. 3-1. Good luck by Reese Rogers. Ethan Shane on deck for the Indians. Left-hander with a pitch. Outside, ball four. So Luke Reindl loses Reese Rogers to a walk. Second base runner for the Indians in his many innings, and that will bring up the left fielder, Ethan Shane. Cody Shinneberry, the catcher, is on deck for the Indians. Shane, right-handed hitter against left-handed pitcher, Luke Reindl for Delphus. Pitch, swing and a miss. Chandler Skim for Delphus, creeping in at third base. And on the back of the jerseys for the Indians, of course, the red, white, and blue, the American flag. Pitch, high and outside. One ball, one strike. Bottom of the second here at Fort Recovery, no score between the Indians and the Delphus St. John's Blue Jays. Opening night of MAC play. Throw over to first base. Back in time is Reese Rogers. Look over to first. The pitch. Outside. Three balls and one strike. All of a sudden, Luke Reindl missing just barely on the inside and outside part of the plate. Now with a little bit of a problem with control. Indians already with Reese Rogers at first via the walk, and Ethan Shane pops this one up over second base. Running in is the right fielder. He will come in and make the catch. That's Matthew Miller. So Ethan Shane will fly out to right field for the second out. And that will bring up the number seven hitter, catcher Cody Shinneberry, the left-handed hitter. So the Indians trying to at least get a runner around and in for what would be the first run of the ball game. Skim is playing in tight at third. That pitch is high for a ball. On deck will be the DH, Ian Holman. The look to first, Reindl again with a pitch. A little bit high, two balls, no strikes. For Fort Recovery, the head coach is Jerry Kaup. The assistant coaches, Harold Feely and Jeff Wendell. His statistician is Tom Galdean. Throw over to first, back in time, is Reese Rogers. Pitch again, and it's high. Ball three. So Luke Reindel having a hard time finding the plate here in the second inning. So far has not been hurt to this point. 3-0 pitch, inside ball four. So Shinaberry will go to first base. Reese Rogers will go to second via walks, and that'll bring up Ian Holman, the DH, hitting for third baseman Ethan Post. So Holman, a right-handed hitter against left-handed pitcher Luke Reindel. Then the number nine hitter is on deck, right fielder Cash Metzger. Pitch. And it is a strike. In the bottom of the second inning, no score here at Fort Recovery. Wind just lightly from the west, which would go from the right field, across the field to the left part of the field. Look back to second, the pitch. Outside, one ball, one strike. Again, our next ball game is coming up on Tuesday, April the 10th at St. Henry. That will be a MAC matchup. Pitch by Reindel. Strike called. 1-2. Indians trying to be selective here, but Reindel, when he needs a strike, he rears back and gets it. Though having a little bit of problem with the ball situation with two runners on via the walk. Pitch. This one's cued foul and out of play to the right. Outfield playing straight up for Delphus. Same thing for the infield for the Blue Jays. Catcher is James Garrett. Hanging the signals for Delphus St. John's. For head coach Jerry Jackson. Indians looking for a big hit here. Ian Holman looks at the pitch and it's outside, just misses, two balls, two strikes. And after Fort Recovery baseball, we have Reds baseball on PG 14, AM 1440 and FM 105.3. And 7:05 is first pitch. And also on the FM side, Jay Country 101 at 100.9 will be Golden State at the Indiana Pacers. That tip time is 7:07. Pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. So Ian Holman strikes out for the third out in the inning. And so for Fort Recovery, no runs, no hits, no errors, and two runners left, both via the walk. And after two, Delphus St. John's and Fort Recovery, no score here at Fort Recovery.
PG, look at these new shoes. Feel how light they are. I can run for miles in these.
Make sure you tie them up good before you go running.
No problem.
Beep, beep. Hey, runner, look out where you're going.
Drivers, runners, bikers, walkers, spring is finally here, and many people will be trying out their new shoes, so be careful. Watch out for each other and enjoy today. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Beep, beep.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
You have cell phones there?
Derek, you again.
I want my own cell phone so I can always call whenever I need something.
You don't need to call us whenever you want from everywhere.
Don't you like helping people?
We love helping folks find insurance for their home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't need you calling asking all sorts of questions.
Then you should stop saying you have something for everyone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Jeff Overholser back here at Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery Indians baseball brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, St. Henry Bank, Kalp Pharmacy, K&L Tractor Sales, and Fort Recovery Lumber. Well, after two innings, Delphus St. John's, no runs on no hits. And for Fort Recovery, no runs on one hit. Now for Delphus St. John's here in The top of the third inning will be the lower third of the batting order. So far, Nick Thwaites of the Indians has faced the minimum. Adam Gurker, the second baseman, then right fielder Matthew Miller, and then catcher James Garrett. Adam Gurker, the second baseman, batting right-handed against right-handed pitcher Nick Thwaites. And the pitch. Fastball is in there for a strike. Thwaites will pump fastballs all night long. Stretch and the pitch. This one's chopped down the third baseline and rolling foul. That would have been a tough play for Thwaites and for Ethan Post, the third baseman. But it was chopped along the third baseline, was fair for about halfway down the line, and then would take and then would cue off of past the line down the third baseline and go foul. So that would have been a tough, tough play for Thwaites and company if that would have stayed fair. But a strike, so it's 0-2 to Gurker. Thwaites with a pitch. This one's chopped to third. Nice hop for Ethan Post to throw and digging it out of the dirt. It was into the dirt and digging it out was Reese Rogers for the out. Good play by Rogers.
Now batting for the Blue Jays, Miller.
So an out 5-3 for the first out. That'll bring up right fielder Matthew Miller. In Fort Recovery with Ethan Shane, Will Holman, Cash Metzger, left center and right. Ethan Post at third base, Cade Wendell at short. Ben Holman at second base, and Reese Rogers just saved the Indians on the last play as at first base. Cody Shinneberry at catcher, and then Nick Thwaites, the pitcher, and he pumps in a fastball for swing and a miss. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out here in the top of the third. We're wondering, where is Spring? Looking for it to warm up. Pitch, outside corner for strike. Matthew Miller, left-handed hitter for Delphi St. John's. Thwaites right now. Facing the minimum. This is the eighth hitter. Just misses the outside corner. 1 ball, 2 strikes. We mentioned for Fort Recovery Friday events for tomorrow as far as sporting events. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So second out of the inning. And the third strikeout for Nick Thwaites. Two are out. That will bring up the number nine hitter, James Garrett, the catcher. I'd like to thank Kurt Rammel, the athletic director of Fort Recovery, for giving us, of course, the sporting activities for Fort Recovery. Saturday will be JV baseball. It's a single game against Crestview at 11 o'clock here. Varsity baseball at Greenville, a doubleheader that starts at 1 o'clock for the first game. Pitch, swing and a miss on a fastball. Thwaites looking to send the Delphi St. John's Blue Jays down to their third straight inning. Swing and a miss. Strike two. For the Indians, they will have 9-1-2 to face Luke Reindl in the third inning. Swing and a miss. It gets away from the catcher, Cody Shinneberry, and he will not get the runner at first base. That is a strikeout, but James Garrett gets to first base when the ball gets away from the catcher, Cody Shinneberry. So that will extend the inning and will turn the batting order over to Colin Will, the shortstop, grounded to Cade Wendell in the first inning for the first out. Thwaites with a curveball down in the dirt, blocked by Shinneberry that time. 1 ball, no strikes. For recovery, occupying the first base dugouts, the dugout in Delphi St. John's, third base dugout, swing and a miss. On the pitch by Thwaites to Colin Will. on deck is Chandler Skim. Throw to first base, and they got him. Nick Twaits would pick off James Garrett at first base for the third out. That will go 1-3 on the pickoff. So that will end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left. The middle of the third. Fort Recovery and Delphi St. John's right now locked up at 0-0.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbohler, Chief Relationship Officer with St. Henry Bank. Our bank has been serving all kinds of customers, large and small, for over 100 years as a locally owned institution. We believe that finances are a sacred thing. That's why whether you're looking to buy or sell a home or business, improve your operation with good, sound advice, or just get another opinion, come see us today. Because there's peace of mind in just having a good financial partner. Just give us a call today at 419-678-2358. The St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries the new shingles vaccine, Shingrix. And the CDC recommends healthy adults 50 years and older receive 2 doses of the Shingrix vaccine, separated by 2 to 6 months. And you could receive the Shingrix vaccine if you have had shingles, receive Zostavax, or are unsure if you had chickenpox. Let Kalp Pharmacy help you lower your risk. Get vaccinated today at your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Jeff Overholser back with you as we go to the bottom of the third inning. Fort Recovery Baseball here on WPGW Radio. And for the Indians, they will send up 9-1 and 2. To face Luke Reindl of Delphi St. John's, Cash Metzger, the right fielder, then running it back to the top of the order. Cade Wendell, the shortstop, and then center fielder, Will the Thrill
now
Holman.
For the Indians, number 45, Cassius Metzger.
So Metzger with his first time at the dish tonight. Delphi St. John's playing straight up, although Chandler Skim, the third baseman, is in on the grass at third base. Pitch is high and outside, ball one. No score here in the bottom of the third. That pitch is at the heart of the plate, 1-1. Wind not much of a factor tonight, although it was briskly out of the west earlier today. That pitch is on the inside corner, strike two. Right now, Luke Reindl methodically inside and outside with his pitches at home plate, keeping the Indians hitters guessing. Pitch, a swing and a miss. Catcher loses the ball, picks it up. And Garrett will complete the strikeout by throwing to Cairo at first base. Cash Metzger is out via the strikeout. First out of the inning.
Number 14.
And four. Luke Reindl, his second strikeout and his second in succession. So now the Indians will turn the batting order back over to the leadoff hitter, and that's Cade Wendell, the shortstop. And a base hit to right field in the first inning. This one's fouled off to the right and out of play. Will Holman is on deck for the Indians. Cade Wendell in the first, a base hit, then a stolen base. And then Will Holman popped one up, and it was caught by the shortstop, Will. And then Will would flip to second base and double up Cade Wendell. Because Wendell thought at first that the ball was going over the head of the shortstop and dunked shortly into left field, but it hung up. The shortstop got the ball. Wendell tried to get back to second base and didn't make it. This one's a fly ball into left center field. That will split the gap and go toward the fence. Wendell rounding first and heading to second base, and he is 2-for-2. Cade Wendell with a double deep left center field. For the Indians, the second hit of the ball game, both collected by Wendell. And that will bring up Will Holman. Will Holman popped up to shortstop, and again the shortstop completed a double play, picking Wendell off of second base. Almost the same situation as the first inning. Wendell's at second. Holman with taking the pitch outside for ball one from Reindl of Delphi St. John's. Looks back to second base. Wendell gets the lead. The pitch, it's grounded slowly to short. The look to second, throw to first, and Holman is out. Good play again by Colin Will to look Wendell of Fort Recovery back to second base and threw Will Holman out by a step at first base. And that's the second out of the inning. So now the Indians looking for two out lightning from pitcher Nick Twaits. Twaits grounded to short in the first inning. That pitch is outside, ball one. Indians trying to parlay a one-out double into the first run of the game. Pitch to Twaits. Wendell's on the move to third base. The throw down to third. He's in there, safe. Cade Wendell with his second stolen base of the ball game. Now Wendell's at third base with two outs. Well, there's a lot that can happen. A botched play, ball getting away from the catcher. Where the runner can score from third. Now a little more heat on Luke Reindl. Reindl looks at third. Will pitch to Twaits. Fly ball, right field. Backing over toward the line is the right fielder, Matthew Miller, and he'll make the catch. So in the inning, Twaits will fly out to Matthew Miller, the right fielder, for the third out in the inning. So the Indians with no runs on a hit and one left. After three of this MAC battle here at Fort Recovery, Delphi St. John's and Fort Recovery, no score.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Fort Recovery, the Indians and the Blue Jays in this MAC opener playing tight to the vest. No score. The battle between Luke Reindl of Delphi St. John's, the left-hander and right-handed ace of Fort Recovery, Nick Twaits. So we go to the fourth inning. And for the Delphi St. John's Blue Jays, they will have Colin Will, who was actually at the plate and the leadoff hitter for Delphus when James Garrett was picked off of first base on a pickoff play by Nick Twaits. So Colin Will, the shortstop, check swing, and he went too far, strike one. Will, the shortstop, grounded to Cade Wendell, the shortstop of the Indians in the first inning. Cade Wendell for the Indians, a shortstop, and made a great play to Reese Rogers at first base. Pitches outside, one ball, one strike. Chandler Skim, the third baseman, is on deck. And then followed by center fielder Troy Elwer for Delphus. Twaits with a 1-1 pitch. Curveball, outside corner, strike two. Twaits looks in, gets the sign, 1-2 pitch coming. Swing and a miss, strike three. So the strikeout to begin here in the fourth inning.
Now batting for the Blue Jays.
Fifth strikeout now for Nick Twaits. That will bring up Chandler Skim. He struck out the first strikeout of the game for Nick Twaits. Pitch, swing and a miss on the fastball. A little bit behind on the swing by Skim. Pitch, that's grounded in the hole between short and third into the left field for a base hit for Chandler Skim. First hit of the ball game for the Blue Jays off of Nick Twaits. Bringing up third hitter in the lineup, center fielder Troy Elwer. Elwer also struck out for the second strikeout in the ball game, or actually grounded to first base, I should say. Throw down to first base and safe. Just barely getting back in as Colin Will, or make that Chandler Skim. Colin Will was the first out on the strikeout here in the fourth. Troy Elwer now. David Cairo, the first baseman and cleanup hitter, is on deck for Delphus. Elwer gets the sign. Getting grounded back to Twaits for the third out in the first inning. Pitch. Curveball grounded slowly to short. Wendell flipped to second. Throw to first and safe. So Elwer with the fielder's choice. He's on at first base. But Chandler Skim, the lead runner, thrown out six. 6-4 on the play for the second out. So Elwer replaces Skim at first base for Delphus. And that'll bring up Devin Cairo, first baseman and left-handed hitter. Cairo in the second inning got on base. Error by the shortstop. Throw down to second and safe. A stolen base for Troy Elwer. But Cairo would get on via an error by Cade Wendell. He made a great play, but the throw took Reese Rogers off of first base. And then Cairo was picked off. It was eventually thrown out in a rundown. Swing and a miss by Cairo. No score. We're in the fourth inning. Top of the fourth here at Fort Recovery. Played tight to the vest. Twaits looks back to second. Curveball is down low and blocked nicely by Shinneberry, the catcher for the Indians. Two on the count. Here's the pitch. Inside, 3-1. It's the first batter of the ball game for Nick Twaits that he's went this far in the count. 3-1 pitch. Down low, ball four. So Devin Cairo with the walk. Blue Jays stirring the pot a little bit here in the fourth inning. Elwer at second, Cairo at first, two on, two outs. That'll bring up the DH, Lincoln Mueller. Pitch outside, ball one. And now Cody Shinneberry will call time and will go out and talk to Nick Twaits, kind of settle him down a little bit. Infield, playing their normal depth. Outfield, shallow on all points, left, center, and right. Swing and a miss by Lincoln Mueller. It was a strikeout victim in the second. It was a third strikeout for Twaits. Six strikeouts for Twaits, swing and a miss. So all of a sudden, Twaits is rare back and pump two fastballs in there, one and two, to the hitter Mueller. Dominic Metzger, left fielder's on deck for Delphus. Twaits looks back to second. Pitch, curveball is swung on and fouled third base side to the Delphus St. John's dugout. One ball, two strikes. Here's a 1-2 pitch from Twaits. Cued foul. Good play that time by Mueller. That ball was bearing inside him. He didn't want to take the chance of taking strike three, so a late swing. Count remains 1-2. Twaits with a 1-2 pitch with two outs. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So Mueller is down on strikes in the ball game for the third out. So for Delphus St. John's in the inning, no runs on one hit and two left. So at the middle of the fourth in this MAC matchup here at Fort Recovery, Delphus St. John's nothing, Fort Recovery nothing. We'll return in just a moment.
PG, look at these new shoes. Feel how light they are. I can run for miles in these.
Make sure you tie them up good before you go running.
No problem.
Beep, beep. Hey, runner, look out where you're going.
Drivers, runners, bikers, walkers, spring is finally here, and many people will be trying out their new shoes, so be careful. Watch out for each other and enjoy today. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Beep, beep.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is my daddy there yet?
Was he coming here?
Back to where he said he was going. He's going to buy a gift for me to give my mom.
Well, new insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual would be a great gift for your family, and we have affordable choices. How much did you have to spend?
$2.52 and two bottle caps.
I'm sure we can help him find the perfect gift.
Since you're so affordable.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Back here at Fort Recovery, we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Second baseman Ben Holman, then first baseman Reese Rogers, and then left fielder Ethan Shane. To face a left-hander Luke Reindl for Delphus St. John's. First pitch is outside for ball one. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. After this inning, we'll give you the four inning totals. Pitch is inside, ball two. In Indians Baseball, brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery Insurance, St. Henry Bank, Calp Pharmacy, K&L Tractor Sales, and Fort Recovery Lumber. That pitch is high and outside, 3-0. So the Indians, for the first time in a while, they had Cade Wendell that led off in that first inning to get on. That's a let-up pitch for a strike on the outside corner. Other than that, this inning, the Indians trying to get their first hitter, the leadoff batter, on base, other than that first inning. Reindl's pitch for Delphus St. John's. That's across the plate. Strike two. Full count. Ben Holman grounded a shortstop in the second inning for the first out. And here's the payoff pitch, 3-2. Outside, just missed, ball four. So Ben Holman gets a leadoff walk here in the fourth inning. That'll bring up first baseman Reese Rogers, who walked in the second and was stranded at second base.
Rogers!
And that is the third walk for Luke Reindl. Bottom of the fourth inning in this MAC opener here at Fort Recovery. Despite the rain that we've had, a lot of it. This one's bunted in between pitcher and third. Throw to first base, and Rogers is out, but that's a sacrifice. Sacrifice, and Rogers is out 1-3. Pitcher Reindl to Cairo, but that advances Ben Holman to second base. So with one out and Holman at second, that'll bring up Ethan Shane, the left fielder. Shane with a fly ball to right field for the second out in the second inning. But the baseball diamond looks very, very good despite all the rain we've had this week. Squaring to bunt and foul is Shane. On deck for the Indians will be Cody Shinneberry, the catcher. Now, third base coach Jeff Wendell will talk to Ethan Shane to give him some instruction to tell him what the play is on for the Indians. And now time is called as the head coach, Jerry Jackson of Delphi St. John's, will call a mound visit, and he'll talk to Luke Reindl and the whole infield of Delphi St. John's. Reminder, coming up tomorrow night on the Fort Recovery schedule, varsity baseball at Houston at 5, varsity softball against Fort Laramie, and that will be here at Fort Recovery. 2 5-inning games. It will start at 4:45 with the 2 5-inning games, and also track Salina relays at 4:30 tomorrow. That's for Fort Recovery Athletics. And Cade Wendell may be warming up in the Indians' bullpen down the first baseline. Ethan Shane looking at no balls and one strike. Reindl, the left-handed pitcher, looks back to second base, looking at Ben Holman, stationed out there for the Indians, playing close to the bag at second, is Adam Gerker. That pitch is outside. One ball, one strike. Pace of the game slowing down a little bit here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Ethan Shane, right-handed hitter, swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. A good rip at that one, but Luke Reindl would take something off the pitch. Again, our next radio game is Tuesday, April the 10th at St. Henry. Pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. So Ethan Shane is down on strikes for the second out. And that would be the third strikeout for Luke Reindl. And that will bring up left-handed hitting catcher Cody Shinneberry. Shinneberry with a walk and was stranded at first base in the second inning. Pitch, that's high and tight. Inside, ball one. We're all hoping that sometime it will warm up and not feel like winter. It is springtime. Pitch, that gets away from James Garrett. It was down in the dirt and ricocheted off of him to the left side of the net, of left of home plate. That will advance Ben Holman to third base on the wild pitch. So now Ben Holman at third, and for the second time in as many innings, the Indians knocking on the door with a runner at third base, but two outs. Shinneberry looking for a big hit. This one's popped up. Behind second base is the shortstop, Colin Will. He'll make the catch into short center field, and that will end the inning. So for Fort Recovery in the inning, no runs on no hits and one left. We've completed four here in this MAC matchup. Delphi St. John's and Fort Recovery, no score.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with St. Henry Bank. Looking for a new home, farm, or business? Come see me today at 419-852-4049. We do banking the personalized way. We get to know you with a smile and a handshake. St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Is your child attending the 12th or 6th grade next year? Has he or she received the meningococcal vaccine? Calp Pharmacy can administer this vaccine without a prescription if the child is 13 years and older with a parent or guardian present. Most preventative vaccines are covered at 100% by insurance without charging any type of copay or deductible. Walk-ins are always welcome at Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, and Union City in Bern, Indiana. Or call 800-686-2314 to schedule an appointment. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back here at Fort Recovery, we go to the top of the fifth inning, and believe it or not, goose eggs on the scoreboard after four. Delphus St. John's, no runs on one hit. They've left two. And for the Indians, after four, no runs on two hits. Fort Recovery, they've left five, including two runners at third base in the last two innings of play. So for Fort Recovery, Nick Twaits continuing on the mound. He will face 6, 7, and 8. Dominic Metzger, Adam Gerker, and also Matthew Miller for Delphus St. John's. Top of the fifth inning. And Nick Twaits has done well. He's struck out 6 so far in the ball game. So Twaits will face Dominic Metzger, right-handed hitter for Delphus, swing and a miss. Actually, I had 6 strikeouts, but he is up to 8. He had 2 more from the last inning. Did not count. Swing and a miss, strike 2. They've just turned the lights on here at Fort Recovery. Twaits with the 0-2 pitch. That's inside, 1-2. That would buzz Metzger on the inside part of the plate for Delphus. On deck will be Adam Gerker. Here's a 1-2 pitch from Twaits. Swing and foul to the screen to the right. So staying alive is Metzger. Back to the 1-2 pitch for Twaits. Curveball locks him up, strike 3. So Metzger strikes out. That's the first out of the inning. Strikeout number 9 for Twaits. That will bring up Adam Gerker. Gerker grounded to third base for the first out in the third inning. No score in the top of the fifth. Pitch, outside, ball. Well, Delphus, they have certainly righted some things from their trip from Delphus to Fort Recovery so far tonight after losing earlier this week to Shawnee on Monday, 10-0. They're in a battle with Fort Recovery at no score. A swing and a miss on that one by Adam Gerker. One ball, one strike. And the pitch. Inside, the ball gets off of the catcher's mitt of Cody Shinneberry. Goes to the backstop, 1-2. Stretch and the pitch. Chop back to Twaits. He makes the nice stab of the ball and underhands it to Reese Rogers at first base for the out. Two outs in the inning. That'll bring up Matthew Miller, right fielder.
Now batting for the Blue Jays, Miller.
So Matthew Miller, left-handed hitter against right-handed pitcher. Nick Twaits. Twaits is so far a one-hit shutout. And 9 strikeouts in the game. Miller pops it up on the bunt attempt. Diving for it and making the catch is Cody Shinneberry at the catching position. Good play. So Matthew Miller squares to bunt and pops it up. And nice diving catch to the left toward the fence by Cody Shinneberry for the third out in the inning. So for Delphi St. John's, up and down the order, three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the fifth in this MAC matchup. Delphi St. John's and Fort Recovery, no score.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Fort Recovery, Indians baseball brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery Insurance, St. Henry Bank, Calp Pharmacy, K&L Tractor Sales, and Fort Recovery Lumber. Go to the bottom of the fifth inning, no score. It will be 8-9-1 in the Indians' order. Ian Holman, the DH, hitting for Ethan Post, the third baseman, then right fielder Cassius Metzger, and then back to the top of the order, shortstop Cade Wendell. Just a total of three hits between these two schools here tonight. Hits at a minimum. Pitch on the inside corner, but too far. One ball, no strikes. Now, one thing that you think about, the weather situation, you think that it should be at least 15 degrees warmer than it is, but really, here's the pitch. This one's grounded to third base. Third baseman throws to first, and the out. Good play. That's Chandler Skim to Devin Cairo. So Ian Holman is out 5-3 for the first out. That'll bring up Cash Metzger, the right fielder. And you're looking at 40s, and then probably as we get closer into the 30s. But when you get to some wind, that will make the wind chill or make it feel even colder yet. And you would think in springtime, at least 15 degrees warmer. There's a strike on the outside corner. But these teams and players will not tell you that is an excuse. Although I would not want to play in this type of weather. This one's fouled back to the screen. No balls, two strikes. So Cassius Metzger now. Cade Wendell will turn the batting order over and will be the leadoff hitter after Metzger. Pitch. That's cued foul at home plate. Luke Reindl has pitched well, the left-hander for Delphus. Some good defensive plays, good pitching. So far has dominated the hitting. Here's the 0-2 pitch by Reindl. Swing and a miss. Strike three for Cash Metzger. Two outs in the inning.
Now batting for the Indians, number
4. Fourth strikeout for Wendell. Luke Reindl. That'll turn the batting order over to Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell has both hits for the Indians, a single in the first inning and a double and a stolen base in each of the first and third innings. A single and a double so far in the ball game. He's 2-for-2 and two stolen bases. Pitch, he'll take the pitch on the inside corner, but low, ball one. On deck is Will Holman, the center fielder. Pitch on the inside corner, strike. One ball, one strike. Again, coming up on AM 1440, FM 105.3, after Indians baseball will be the Reds at Pittsburgh. 7:05 start time. This one's fouled to the left and out of play. And then also on FM 100.9, Jay Country 101, after Indians baseball will be the Golden State Warriors and the Indiana Pacers in NBA play. That tip time at Bankers Life will be at 7:07. Here's Rindle with a pitch. Shot into right center field, but over to make the basket catch is Troy Elwer in right center field for the third out in the inning. So for the Indians, Fort Recovery goes three up, three down after five in this MAC battle. Delphi St. John's and Fort Recovery, no score.
PG, look at these new shoes. Feel how light they are. I can run for miles in these.
Make sure you tie them up good before you go running.
No problem.
Beep, beep. Hey, runner, look out where you're going.
Drivers, runners, bikers, walkers, spring is finally here, and many people will be trying out their new shoes, so be careful. Watch out for each other and enjoy today. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Beep, beep.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
You have cell phones there?
Derek, you again.
I want my own cell phone, so I can always call whenever I need something.
You don't need to call us whenever you want from everywhere.
Don't you like helping people?
We love helping folks find insurance for their home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't need you calling asking all sorts of questions.
Then you should stop saying you have something for everyone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
All right, back here at Fort Recovery, Indians make a pitching change. Cade Wendell is the new pitcher for Fort Recovery.
Now pitching for the Indians, number 14, Cade Wendell.
All right, so Nick Twaits is out of the pitcher's spot. I think he's in right field.
So Ben Holman is at short?
Okay, so Ben Holman is at short. So Ben Holman goes to short. Cade Wendell, pitcher. Nick Twaits to right field. So we're in the top of the sixth inning. No score. So far, Delphi St. John's with no runs on one hit, and Fort Recovery no runs on two hits. So Cade Wendell continues to warm up. Don't forget some Fort Recovery baseball nights coming up. The date's April 12th here at Fort Recovery with New Bremen. They're featuring Hot Dog Night. Hot Dog, sponsored by Wayne Street Market. April 19th versus Marion Local. It's Wing Night, sponsored by the Brick Street Tavern. And then on May 3rd against New Knoxville, Pizza Night, sponsored by Toby's Carryout. Proceeds, so they'll have those items, featured items, on sale or for sale at each of those baseball nights here at Fort Recovery, and proceeds will go to the Fort Recovery baseball team. Cade Wendell, the pitcher, here in the top of the sixth, and the pitch is outside, ball one. Corey Coverman is now hitting for Delphi St. John's, and he takes ball two. So Coverman is hitting to lead off. He's the ninth hitter. This one's fouled back to the screen. Two balls and one strike here in the top of the sixth. Pitch, that's high, ball three. So Corey Coverman hitting in the number nine position, left-handed hitter for Delphus. That pitch is a swing and a miss. So now big pitch coming for the Indians. Cade Wendell, full count. Leadoff hitter in the top of the sixth, no score. Pitch grounded to the second baseman. Throw to first to Reese Rogers in time for the out. So Coverman is out 4-3 for the first out. That'll bring up the top of the order, Colin Will, the shortstop. He's 0-2. Ground out to short and a strikeout in the ball game. And then following will be the third baseman, Chandler Skim. Ooh, that pitch was high and tight over the head of Colin Will. Ball went to the backstop. One ball, no strikes. Again, Cade Wendell pitching here in the sixth. Nick Twaits went five innings with nine strikeouts in the game. This one's chopped back to Wendell. He'll run toward first base, underhand toss to Reese Rogers for the second out. So Colin Will is out 1-3. The comebacker to Cade Wendell. And that will bring up Chandler Skim. Skim is 0-2, a strikeout in the first, and then a base hit, and then was erased at second base on a play from Wendell to Holman. This one's grounded third and passed the third baseman down the left field line. That will be a base hit. So Ethan Post almost had it just behind the bag, but it went behind him. Skim has only the second hit of the ball game for Delta St. John's. He's on at first base. Good quick play by Ethan Shane to get over to the left field line to cut the ball off. That'll bring up Troy Elwer. He'll take a ball low. Top of the sixth, no score here at Fort Recovery. MAC opener between these two schools. And I'll tell you what, when you get into the MAC, you get major. Doesn't matter what night. Here's the pitch outside. Two balls, no strikes. Tough going for Cade Wendell in this type of environment. Cooler weather and played shortstop and then all of a sudden coming in here in the sixth inning to pitch. Outside corner for strike, 2-1. Of course, Nick Twaits, the senior, started, was outstanding. One hit shutout, nine strikeouts. Wendell with two outs here in the sixth. This one's popped up into right field, going over toward the right field line and making the catch is Twaits, and that will be the inning. So Troy Elwer is out on a fly out to right field for the third out in the inning. For Delphus, no runs on one base hit and one left. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Here in this MAC matchup, Fort Recovery and Delta St. John's, no score.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbowler, Chief Relationship Officer with St. Henry Bank. Our bank has been serving all kinds of customers, large and small, for over 100 years as a locally owned institution. We believe that finances are a sacred thing. That's why whether you're looking to buy or sell a home or business, improve your operation with good sound advice, or just get another opinion, come see us today. Because there's peace of mind in just having a good financial partner. Just give us a call today at 419-678-2358. The St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries the new shingles vaccine, Shingrix, and the CDC recommends healthy adults 50 years and older receive two doses of the Shingrix vaccine, separated by 2 to 6 months. And you could receive the Shingrix vaccine if you have had shingles, receive Zostavax, or are unsure if you had chickenpox. Let Kalp Pharmacy help you lower your risk. Get vaccinated today at your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Jeff Overholser back here at Fort Recovery. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Delta St. John's nothing, Fort Recovery nothing. 2, 3, and 4 for the Indians. Will Holman, Nick Twaits, and Ben Holman. For Will Holman, a pop-up to shortstop, which turned out to be a double play. And a ground ball to short in the third. He's 0-2. Pitch is grounded to third and in between the legs of the third baseman, Chandler Skim. So Will Holman is on at first base. That was a tough play.
Now batting for the Indians, number two, Nick.
That, I unfortunately will have to give an E5 on that play. I'd really like to give Holman a hit. That would have been an easy play for Skim. But he let the ball go between his legs, and Will Holman is on at first base. That'll bring up Nick Twaits. Holman running on the play, goes to second, and he is out. Good throw by James Garrett to the shortstop, Colin Will. And Will Holman is out on the play, 2-6 for the first out. So Nick Twaits now is standing at home plate with one out, nobody on. 1-1 pitch from Luke Reindl. That's outside. Well, you can't fault Fort Recovery for trying to push the envelope in a game that just seems like they have to create. That's outside. John Schock, the veteran home plate umpire. Two balls and one strike. Reindl gets the sign and the pitch. This one's popped up, fouled over the screen, out of play, 2-2. On deck for the Indians is Ben Holman. Reindl so far, four strikeouts in the ball game with a left-hander. Let's up on the pitch, 3-2. Now payoff pitch for Reindl and Delphi St. John's. And here's the 3-2, the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, and Twaits is out on strikes. Fifth strikeout for Luke Reindl, and that will bring up the cleanup hitter, Ben Holman. Holman a ground out to short in the second inning and walked and was stranded at third in the fourth. High and outside, ball one. In the bottom of the sixth inning, already two outs for the inning and for the Indians and no score. The pitch swung on, fouled straight back to the screen by Holman. Now if Ben Holman can extend the inning, it'll be Reese Rogers on deck. Pitch popped up high in the air. Second baseman Adam Gerker calling for it and makes the catch. So Ben Holman pops out to end the inning. Three up, three down for the Indians. No runs, no hits, nobody left after six here at Fort Recovery in this MAC opener. Fort Recovery and Delphi St. John's. No score.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 Series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, Fort Recovery wants to keep it going in
leading off for the Blue Jays,
this ball game. And Fort Recovery will have Cade Wendell on the mound. Pitch, swing and a miss. It's David Cairo, the cleanup hitter, first baseman. That one's outside, one ball, one strike. And then Lincoln Mueller, the DH, swing and a miss. Strike two. And then it will be Dominic Metzger. It's So 4, 5, and 6 to face Wendell here in the 7th inning of play. One ball, two strikes. Nick Twaits went the first 5. Wendell, 6th inning, and now here in the 7th. That's outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Again, after this Fort Recovery game, we have Reds baseball on AM 1440 and FM 105.3. There's a comebacker to Wendell. He'll toss to Reese Rogers at first base. Cairo is out 1-3 for the first out here in the 7th. That'll bring up Lincoln Mueller, the DH.
Now batting for the Blue Jays, Bowler.
A stretch and the pitch from Wendell, swing and a miss. And we'll have Reds and Pittsburgh after this game on AM 1440 and FM 105.3. And we'll have the Pacers and Golden State from Indianapolis, and that will be on the FM side at 100.9. Wendell with the 0-2 pitch. Curveball just misses. Slow curve, 1 ball, 2 strikes. And the pitch. And that's a fastball down in the dirt. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Again, next game for the Indians. Varsity baseball will be at Houston tomorrow night at 5. Pitch down inside, full count. The next radio game will be on Tuesday, April the 10th at St. Henry, beginning at 5 o'clock. 3-2 pitch. Wendell just misses on the outside corner. So Mueller with a walk. He's on at first base, and that'll bring up the number 6 hitter, Dominic Metzger, the left fielder. Metzger does not want to wear the sombrero. He has struck out 2 times. Struck out in the 2nd and struck out in the 5th. Tony Sanders will come in to run at first base, replacing Lincoln Mueller. So Sanders is on at first base.
Now batting for the Blue Jays, Metzger.
So Dominic Metzger will step in. 1 out here in the top of the 7th. No score. Believe it or not. Wendell looks at first base, inching off of Sanders. Bunt attempt, the throw to first base, they got him picked off. Throw to 2nd. Sanders is in a rundown. And the throw to Reese Rogers, and he will tag Sanders out for the 2nd out. So caught stealing for the 2nd out, and the runner, Tony Sanders, picked off on the play. That was a good throw by Shinneberry. He would throw down to Reese Rogers. They would get Sanders in a rundown. He's erased off the bases. 2 outs. Curveball swung on, line drive center field. That's a base hit. It bounces in front of the center fielder, Will Holman. He tried to dive for it. He kept the ball in front of him. Good effort by Will the Thrill. So that's a base hit for Dominic Metzger. So now 2 outs and 1 on. That'll bring up Adam Gerker, 2nd baseman. Ground ball to 3rd base and comebacker to the pitcher. So he's 0 for 2. Wendell with a pitch. Outside corner, strike. Indians, if you look ahead in their 7th inning, will have 5, 6, and 7. Rogers, Shane, and Shinneberry. This one's a line drive to short and the out. So Adam Gerker with a line out to shortstop for the 3rd out. So in the inning for Delphus, no runs on 1 hit and 1 left. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning, Fort Recovery and Delta St. John's, no score here at Fort Recovery.
PG, look at these new shoes. Feel how light they are. I can run for miles in these.
Make sure you tie them up good before you go running.
No problem.
Beep, beep. Hey, runner, look out where you're going.
Drivers, runners, bikers, walkers, spring is finally here, and many people will be trying out their new shoes, so be careful. Watch out for each other and enjoy today. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Beep, beep.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is my daddy there yet?
Was he coming here?
That's where he said he was going. He's going to buy a gift for me to give my mom.
Well, new insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual would be a great gift for your family, and we have affordable choices. How much did you have to spend?
$2.52 and two bottle caps.
I'm sure we can help him find the perfect gift.
Since you're so affordable.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Back here at Fort Recovery, we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Delta St. John's, nothing. Fort Recovery, nothing. Leading off for the Indians at the bottom of the seventh inning, Reese Rogers, the first baseman. He walked in the second. A sacrifice bunt in the fourth inning. So he is officially 0 for 1. Ethan Shane is next, and then catcher Cody Shinneberry. Left-handed hitter Rogers against left-handed pitcher Luke Reindl, who has thrown a gem for Delphus. This one's popped up over the head of the third baseman and will drop into left field for a base hit. So Reese Rogers will start the seventh inning with a bloop hit to left field. His first hit of the night. That'll bring up Ethan Shane, the left fielder. A fly ball to right field. And a strikeout in the fourth against Reindl. Or against Reindl. Reindl has retired the last six Indians in a row. Until that base hit by Rogers. Reindl looks at first, squaring to bunt, popping a foul. And over the screen, out of play by Ethan Shane. Bearing in quickly is Chandler Skim. Playing real shallow at third base. And as soon as the pitch is thrown, he's coming in hard to home plate. Ethan Shane. Wanting to get the Indians a walk-off victory here in the seventh. Throw to first base. Reese Rogers is back. Bottom of the seventh here at Fort Recovery. No score between the Blue Jays and the Indians. Pitch is thrown, and it's thrown into right field by the catcher. And Reese Rogers will go to second base. That's an error on James Garrett. He tried to throw down to first base. And could not. That advances Reese Rogers to second base. And now let's see if the sign changes for Ethan Shane. Ethan Shane squared to bunt. And Garrett thought the catcher for Delta St. John's, he had a shot, but he threw the ball wide about 4 feet away from first base. And then it went into right field. So Rogers at second. Pitch. Outside. There's nobody out here in the bottom of the seventh inning for Fort Recovery. Alert Eric Catterley that we may take one small break and then we will wrap it up here at Fort Recovery so we can get to other coverage. Pacers on J Country 101, Reds on AM 1440, PG 14, and FM 105.3. This one's squaring to foul to bunt and fouls it back to the screen for strike two.
Cody.
On deck is Cody Shinneberry.
You're good, Luke. You're good.
Go eat, put it in play.
Ethan Shane. pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. They took the bunt off. And that would be the fifth strikeout for Luke Reindel. One out here in the bottom of the seventh. That'll bring up catcher Cody Shinneberry. Shinneberry, left-handed hitter against left-handed pitcher Luke Reindel. Fly ball to right, or walk, I should say, in the second inning. And then a pop-up to shortstop. So he's 0 for 1. Swing and a miss by Shinneberry.
You're right, Coach.
On deck for the Indians is Ian Holman, the designated hitter. Reindel has retired 7 of the last 8 for the Indians. It's down in the dirt. Nice block by James Garrett of Delphus. Now time called as Shinneberry will go to third base coach Jeff Wendell to get some instruction. Indians coming in at 3-1, Delphus 1-3. This is a MAC opener for both teams. It is MAC tonight. Chilly night here at Fort Recovery. Luke Reindel looks back to second base. Shortstop keeping Reese Rogers close, and a swing and a miss by Shinneberry. Shinneberry in the hole, 1-2, bottom of the seventh, no score. Indians with a winning run at second base. Reindel of Delphus St. John's with a pitch. That's high and outside. 2-2. Good eye by Shinneberry. Again, our next radio game will be Tuesday this coming week, April 10th at St. Henry. Pitch. Shinneberry swing and a miss. Strike three. Second out, sixth strikeout for Reindel, and now it's Ian Holman for Fort Recovery that is up to hit.
Ian Holman.
And he is 0 for 2, a strikeout and a ground ball to third base. Reese Rogers at second on a bloop hit to left field. He was there with nobody out, and two successive strikeouts by Reindel. Pitch, strike down the heart of the plate. Guess nobody would really think this would come down to seventh inning and maybe extras here at Fort Recovery. Down low, 1-1. Second thought. E-man, if you're listening to me, we'll just wrap it up when the game is over so we can get to other coverage. Pitch by Reindel. Swing and a miss. So now 1-2 on Ian Holman of Fort Recovery. Holman wanting to strike a blow, a win for the Indians, which would be a walk-off win. Reindel, who has pitched superbly for Delphus, trying to extend it longer. That pitch is off of the catcher's mitt of James Garrett. That was a pitch way outside by Reindel. So now Reese Rogers advances to third base, the third time tonight that Fort Recovery has had a runner at third base, and so far they have not been able to get the runner in from third base. Reindel with a 2-2 pitch. Outside, full count.
Come on, buddy.
Here is the 3-2 pitch. Reindl for Delphus St. John's to Ian Holman. He spoils it, fouls it straight back over the screen. Again, tomorrow, varsity baseball for the Indians at Houston at 5. Varsity softball home to Fort Loramie. 2 5-inning games starting at 4:45 in the Salina relays for track at 4:30 tomorrow. Ian Holman looking at the full count pitch from Reindl. Here it is. Ground ball slowly to short. Bounce high. The throw to first in time. So Ian Holman is out 6-3 for the third out in the inning. And 4-4 recovery, no runs on one hit and one left. We have played seven, so now we go to what they consider extras here at Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery and Delphus St. John's, no score.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with St. Henry Bank. Looking for a new home, farm, or business? Come see me today at 419-852-4049. We do banking the personalized way. We get to know you with a smile and a handshake. St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Is your child attending the 12th or 6th grade next year? Has he or she received the meningococcal vaccine? Kalp Pharmacy can administer this vaccine without a prescription if the child is 13 years and older with a parent or guardian present. Most preventative vaccines are covered at 100% by insurance without charging any type of copay or deductible. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canem, Ohio, and Union City in Bern, Indiana. Or call 800-686-2314 to schedule an appointment. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Jeff Overholser back here at Fort Recovery, where the Indians and the Blue Jays in this MAC opener, no score. Cade Wendell here in the eighth inning will face 8-9-1, a swing and a miss by Matthew Miller, the right fielder. He is 0-2, a strikeout. And then also pop up on a nice diving catch by Cody Shinneberry, the catcher. And that was in the fifth inning. Seven totals, no runs, three hits for Delphus St. John's with five left on base so far. And for Fort Recovery, no runs on three hits. And they have left six on base through the first seven. Wendell with a pitch, swing and a miss by Matthew Miller. Two balls, two strikes. Corey Coverman. We'll see if he hits next, the number nine slot for Delphus. The pitch is just low, full count. And then they'll turn the batting over to the top to Colin Will, the shortstop. Pitch fouled back to the screen, just getting a piece of it by Matthew Miller to stay alive. Flags, well, really not showing much wind at all right now. Just as the night progresses, it will turn cooler. Pitch, swing, and a miss by Matthew Miller, and a strikeout for Cade Wendell.
Now batting for the Blue Jays, Garrett.
And for Cade Wendell, that's his first strikeout, and it comes here in the top of the eighth. So now James Garrett will be hitting in his normal spot. This one's popped up. Cody Shinneberry back toward the screen, and he can't make the catch. Coming up behind him was Wendell, and it sure looked like Cody Shinneberry had the beat on the ball, but when he went back and the ball just went, ticked off the glove and fell harmlessly behind, so it gives new life to James Garrett. So James Garrett, this one's fouled out of play. No balls, two strikes. We're here in the top of the eighth. Again, this is extra innings in high school baseball. They go seven. We're in the eighth, no score. And immediately after we wrap this one up here at Fort Recovery, we'll go to our other programming on our stations that's coming up. Curveball just missed, 1-2. Again, Pacers will be on FM 100.9. And the Reds and the Pittsburgh Pirates will be on PG 14, AM 1440, and FM 105.3. Curveball, strike three called. Back-to-back strikeouts here in the eighth inning for Cade Wendell. And that was the expense of James Garrett. I'll turn the batting order back over to shortstop Colin Will. Will is 0 for 3. Ground out to short, strikeout, and then back to the pitcher. Cade Wendell in the sixth. Wendell with a pitch. Curveball outside. One ball, no strikes. Looking ahead to the Indians, their half of the eighth inning. Cash Metzger, the number nine hitter, then Cade Wendell. And Will the Thrill Holman. Pitch down low, two balls, no strikes. 9-1 and 2 for the Indians in the bottom of the eighth. They get to the heart of their order. Tell you, this game, no matter how it will turn out, will be a heartbreaker for either team, but it will also be a character builder for either team. They know that you continue to play hard, good things will happen. Swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes. Cade Wendell has come back with two consecutive strikes.
Go, Cade. One more.
And here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Shinaberry will try to complete the strikeout and cannot. Shinaberry threw a lollipop over to first base, and it was too high for Reese Rogers. And when he came back down, he could not get his foot on the base. So that will allow Colin Will first base, even though that was considered a strikeout. But to complete the strikeout, he had to throw to first base, and that was not the situation. So Colin Will, that would have been three strikeouts in the inning, but now it will continue the inning for Chandler Skim. That pitch is down low, one ball, no strikes. That's one thing that Cade Wendell thought he was out of the inning. Now he cannot unnerve himself. Not let that get to him. Throw it over first base and back easily is Colin Will. We're in the top of the eighth inning. No score between Delphus St. John's and Fort Recovery. We're playing extra baseball. That pitch is down low. Two balls and one strike. There are two outs via strikeouts here in the top of the eighth. McCollin Will is at first base for Delphus St. John's. And Chandler Skim, who started out with a strikeout in the first inning, singled in the fourth, singled in the sixth. So he's one of the hotter hitters for Delphus St. John's. And by the way, with the one base hit in the sixth inning, that was off of the current pitcher for Fort Recovery, Cade Wendell. Throw back to first base and back easily on the dive as Will. Wendell with a pitch. Curveball down low and blocked by Shinaberry. Two balls and one strike. Wendell looks in and the pitch. Down low, gets away from Shinaberry. And Colin Will will go to second base. So that will be a wild pitch. Well, Shinaberry tried his best to block it. Three balls and one strike to Chandler Skim. And now Will for Delphus is in scoring position. And that pitch is a strike, full count. So Wendell wants to get out of the inning and get Skim out on the out. But then Skim also would like to get a base hit to score the runner at second. This one's a fly ball, short center field. Coming in is Will Holman, and he makes the catch. So for Delphus St. John's, they get no runs on no hits and one error and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning, and this thriller here at Fort Recovery in this MAC opener. Delphi St. John's and Fort Recovery. No score.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, back here at Fort Recovery. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning, and a new pitcher now for Delphi St. John's. And it will be Troy Elwer, who was in center field, but Reindl did well. Seven innings of shutout baseball for Delphus. Troy Elwer is now pitching, number 23 for Delphus St. John's. And looking, Matthew Miller now goes to center field for Delphi St. John's. It's a little hard to pick up some of the changes. But here we go. And Reindl goes to first base.
Now batting for the Indians, number 3, Riley Post.
So for Fort Recovery, it will be Riley Post that will now hit for Fort Recovery here in the eighth inning. That's a strike on the first pitch from Troy Elwer. So Riley Post will hit now. He's the number 9 hitter for the Indians. Pitch is strike 2. Then Cade Wendell at the top of the order, and then Will the Thrill Holman at number 2. So 9-1-2 here in the bottom of the eighth to face Elwer, the right-hander. Curveball is grounded wide of third, and the third baseman, Skim, could not come up with it. We'll give Post a base hit. That was close. I don't know if Skim would have gotten Riley Post, but Post is on at first base, a leadoff hitter, and that'll bring up Cade Wendell, who is 2-for-3. Single in the first, double in the third, then a fly ball to center field. In the fifth inning, squaring to bunt, throw down to second base, and safe. Riley Post with a stolen base for the Indians. So 1-0, or 1-0, no strikes. The Indians trying to make it 1-0, and a walk-off win here in the bottom of the eighth. Wendell squaring to bunt. Does. Third base side, and it will stay fair because the pitcher picked the ball up. He's safe at first base for Wendell. Makes you wonder if Elwer would have let the ball go. It may have rolled foul, but he picked it up right on the chalk. So Wendell gets a base hit. That moves Riley Post to third base. So Cade Wendell is now 3-for-4, and that will bring up Will Holman. Runners on the corner, first and third, nobody out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Now they're going to intentionally walk Will Holman to load the bases. That will force a play at any base.
Now batting for the Indians, number 2.
So it'll be Nick Twaits who is coming up. He is 0-for-3. And now head coach of Delphi St. John's, Jerry Jackson, we'll call timeout and talk to the whole infield to get their play set up. Indians baseball being brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery Insurance, St. Henry Bank, Kalp Pharmacy, K&L Tractor, Fort Recovery Lumber. We gave you Fort Recovery Baseball at Houston tomorrow at 5. Varsity Softball here at Fort Recovery against Fort Loramie. They'll play 2 5-inning games that start at 4:45. Then track the Salina Relays at 4:30 tomorrow. Then on Saturday, it will be JV Baseball hosting Crestview in a single game at 11 a.m. And the varsity Fort Recovery Baseball team will be at Greenville to take on the Green Wave in a doubleheader at 1 o'clock on Saturday. Our next radio game will be Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, April 10th at St. Henry, beginning at 5 o'clock. So Troy Elwer with a pitch. Throws it. Base hit up the middle by Twaits. That's the ball game. First pitch, and he threw a curveball. And Nick Twaits would line it up the middle for a base hit. And Fort Recovery will win the ball game by a score of 1-0. So here's the way that it turns out. Cade Wendell, 3-for-4, 2 singles and a double in the ball game. Nick Twaits, the walk-off base hit for Fort Recovery. And that will pretty much do it. A base hit also for Riley Post in the 8th inning of play. For Delphi St. John's, they had a big game from Chandler Skim, who had 2 hits in the ball game. Cade Wendell picks up the win for the Indians and the loss for Troy Elwer, both pitchers coming in relief. But Fort Recovery picks up the win. They're 4-1 on the season, 1-0 in the MAC. And for tough loss for Delphi St. John's, they dropped to 1-4, 0-1 in MAC play. Again, the final score in 8 innings, Fort Recovery 1, Delphi St. John's 0. Thank you for listening to Fort Recovery Baseball. Stay tuned. Coming up next, it's Pacer basketball. Indiana taking on Golden State at Bankers Life Fieldhouse on FM 100.9 and on AM 1440 and FM 105.3. The Reds at Pittsburgh. Again, the final score here at Fort Recovery. Indians 1, Delphi St. John's 0 in 8 innings. Good night, everyone.